we know that when one is speaking of matters of this sort, which are matters of experience, and which also differ very much, very greatly from one person to another, according to temperament and line of practice and so on, it isn't very easy to generalize. And we have to be very cautious, very careful about generalizing. But even bearing these things in mind, I think we can say that broadly speaking, there are some five main stages of meditation, or in what we may call the meditation experience. These are not sharply marked off one from another. They're not rigidly demarcated. Just like the colors of the rainbow, just one fades into another by imperceptible degrees. But broadly speaking, nevertheless, we can distinguish, we can point to five main successive stages in our meditation experience, regardless of the method we pursue, regardless of the specific meditative path which we follow. Now, the first of these stages is the stage of what we may describe as withdrawal of the mind from the senses. This is the first step, this is the first stage. This is one of the reasons why when we meditate, we select a quiet, a secluded place in which there will be a minimum of interference from the external world. We shut out as far as possible all external stimuli. Very often, as you know, we sit cross-legged, we fold our hands in our lap. Not only that, we close our eyes. And we close the eyes so that we shall shut out sights, so that we shall shut out visual objects. We just withdraw the mind, withdraw the consciousness from those things. And not just from the visual objects. We try to ignore sounds, we try to ignore tangibles, tastes, sensations coming from or through the senses of every kind. We try, in this first stage, to shut out, for a while, the external world. We withdraw within. We withdraw the senses from the sense organs. We withdraw consciousness itself from the senses. So this is the first stage of all meditation practice, a withdrawal within, a turning away of the mind from the external world and from the senses. I should, of course, point out, in case anybody is liable to misunderstand, that this is the first step, this is the first stage, but it does not mean by any means that withdrawal or turning away from the world is the last word of or in meditation. So this is the first stage of our meditation experience, a stage in which the mind or the consciousness is withdrawn from the physical senses and poises it where in itself. Sometimes it so happens that if we're practicing regularly or if we're practicing intensively, the external world does, as it were, disappear, or even quite literally, just disappears. We don't perceive it anymore. We don't see anything, we don't hear anything. We don't smell, we don't taste, we don't touch anything. We're just fully absorbed and concentrated within. So this is the first step, or the first stage, in the meditation experience.